Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're to welcome in our friends from the Family Center. Got a lot of talk to talk about with them. Right now, our good friend, Promise Bakken, Marketing and Communications Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, is with us. Promise, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks so much for being with us today. Appreciate the time and looking forward to diving into a bunch of great chamber events. Let's kick things off with some upcoming community events that are going on.
Sure. So today we have a drawing right around 1 o'clock-ish for our Chamber Cash calendar. The drawing is sponsored by Croctic Septic, and it's a $150 gift certificate that can be redeemable at any Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce member businesses. So watch our Facebook for that to see if you won today's drawing.
Yeah, this is a really fun thing you guys do that the community loves getting behind. A lot of great businesses are able to get in on. And certainly a shout out to Crockett Septic. That, you hear their names all over the place, whether it's at this station or in town here. They do a great job. So it's a fun one.
Yeah.
Where can people pick those up or find out more about those, I promise?
So purchasing tickets is no longer for sale since we are in full swing of the drawing calendar. So we have 4 days left for the calendar of drawings. Today is Croctic Septic for $150. Tomorrow is Nicolay Staffing sponsoring $100. On Thursday, Bow Wow Meow Boutique is sponsoring $50. And on Friday, our last drawing, Stowcore is sponsoring for $250.
Very cool. A big shout out to all of them. Very appreciated. Yeah. Rekindle the Spirit Parade, Promise. That is coming up.
Yeah, so the Rekindle the Spirit Parade is, we're starting to get ready for that. We're looking for parade entries and sponsorships. So if you're a business in town and you want to get your business company logo information out to a mass public, this is a great opportunity to do it. You can enter a vehicle in it and decorate it all Christmassy, and then also have your logo out there. So it's like brand awareness for the public community. The parade happens on November 27th, so right around Thanksgiving, and it's like a great way to get together with your family and in the community and, you know, kind of kick off the holiday season. So that one's on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids on November 27th, and it'll start at 5:45 p.m. And then afterwards, you can stop in at Hotel Mead for visits with Santa. And last year, we had quite a few people for the visits for Santa. You can stop in, get your picture taken, and have a really great family night with that.
First off, a shout out to the Chamber. Every year you land one of the toughest guests to get in getting Santa for those. I mean, nice job by you guys landing Santa every year on that one. That's always great for the kids. They love that. And it's a great way to wrap up one of our favorite days of the year, one of our favorite times of the year. We love this parade. Yeah. This parade is so popular, and it's one of the ones that we get to celebrate our community. We get to really come together as a community. Businesses that don't often get a chance to do things together sometimes, you know, see each other during the parade and everything. Here at WFHR, we've gotten to be a part of this before. We've gotten to broadcast down there during the parade, and we just love it. It's honestly one of my favorite broadcasts I've ever done in my 20-some years in radio, was being down there and being able to broadcast during the parade and talk about it. It's also really, really noteworthy what you were talking about there, Promise, of an opportunity for you as a business to put yourself out there. Everybody has a marketing budget. Everybody has an amount of money that they can spend on these kind of things. Everybody's looking for more bang for their buck, or getting a bang for their buck, or getting their money's worth, or what have you. I can't think of many better opportunities for that when it comes to that than this parade. You also know that you're going to be seen by people that you may not always be seen by. There's individuals that come out for this that may not be out for other events, or may not be in the neck of the woods that your business is in. You may hear this as much as I do, where, oh, I didn't even know that was in town. I didn't even know this was a thing, or something like that. It happens all the time, and it's nothing against you and your business. It's just about getting seen and being heard by the right by enough people. This parade really can do that.
It's a parade that kind of targets a mass target market. So you got, you know, families, and then you have entrepreneurs and businesses alike. You know, they all attend this to, you know, get together with their families and start celebrating the holiday area. And going back to, you know, budget. You know, budget is very tricky when it comes to spending dollars in advertising, but this one's relatively inexpensive, in my opinion, and we have opened it up to non-members. So the non-member fee is $45, but if you are a member of the chamber, it's $35 for you to get in on this parade.
Yeah, and I don't mean to make light of any money. I work in radio. I know how much $20 is, and everything, but that's nothing. That's nothing in your marketing budget compared to the positive, the ceiling, you know, especially, knowing a little bit about marketing and certainly working in sales and these things, we look at a lot of the, what is the ceiling, what is the floor on these? The floor, right there, it's right where you would expect it to be. You're not going to hurt your business by any means, but the ceiling, the opportunity you could have from this, especially for that price tag, you can't not sign up for it. We want to, and is there a limit of how many businesses and how many people can be a part of the parade promise or anything? Is there first come, first serve sort of thing? Because we want everybody, every business in town to be a part of this.
Yes. So it is a first come, first serve, and we do have a max capacity. I did not bring that number with me today, but
good to know, though.
I will have to like note that down for next time. You know, if the line gets too big and it starts piling up into backing up traffic, you know, we have to cut it off at a certain point. So, yeah.
It's just noteworthy to those businesses out there. Get on this soon. Get in there and get your parade getting started and start coming up with some really creative float ideas and parade ideas and everything. That's another really fun part of this. I've heard from a lot of people that have done the parade over the years. They come from a business maybe where they don't get to stretch their creative muscles all the time. You really get to with this parade. You really get to have some fun with this. It's a fun one, and you can register and find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Again, the Rekindle the Spirit Parade coming up Wednesday, November 27th, 5:45 to 7:30. We're already gearing up for being in downtown Wisconsin Rapids and picking out a spot and where we're going to be.
Awesome.
The Nakusa Holiday Parade and Fireworks, another huge event in this area we love and we look forward to. Shout out to our friends in Nakusa.
Yeah. So the Nakusa Holiday Parade and Fireworks is on December 7th this year. It starts at 5:15 p.m. in Nakusa. It kind of starts by the library over there, and then it goes down like their main street and kind of like curves and stuff. Last year, the streets were packed. The streets were packed with, you know, people getting ready for Christmas. And I saw a really great float there last year. I can't even remember what it was, but it was phenomenal. And it was the end float, and it was super lit up and beautiful. And I was just like, I felt like a little kid again.
It was
really pretty. The member fees, the fees for this one here is the same as the Rekindle one, $35 for members and $45 for non-members. And it's a great way to, you know, gain exposure in the Nakusa area. So even if you have a business in Wisconsin Rapids and you want more exposure out in that area, you can definitely get in on this parade as well.
It's such a great point. Whether any of these parades we're talking about, to those that are in another town or a neighboring town, this is maybe you've reached, you know, you feel like you've reached everybody in your neck of the woods, everybody in your zip code already. Expand. Look ahead. Look to these towns right next door to you and everything, and see if you have even more people you could be reaching with your business. That's a great point to bring up. And it's one of the ways that I think that we support each other. When we talk about buying local, supporting local, we're certainly talking about the people in your town and your area. But that includes the stretch of the extension of that, too, in central Wisconsin in general.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea. And again, the affordability of this has to be noted. It's a tip of the hat to the chamber and being smart and listening to the community and what is affordable to businesses and not, you know, having something too insane that they couldn't be able to do. So we get more people to be a part of this, but also the ability for you guys to be able to keep putting this on every year, having that balance there, that's fantastic.
I'm excited for the Nakusa one because I've been at the chamber for almost 3 years now, right around that area, and I've seen this one grow in the 3 years that I've been in there. There's been a lot of interest in getting into the Nakusa area and being a part of that community over there. And I guess one of the big things about this parade is that right afterwards, there's a huge fireworks show, and everybody comes out to see that one, and it's super exciting. I mean, when can you see fireworks in December?
It is a great idea, and it's a great part of a great way to wrap up the parade. I love how connected Nakusa is, too. Mm-hmm. And this parade really gives you an example of that. It really shows that the community really comes out, comes together for it. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole state, Nakusa area. So it's going going to be a fun parade, and we're looking forward to it. It's coming up December 7th. Sponsorships are open, everybody. Reach out to Promise and the gang and be a part of this parade. Be a part of all these parades. Get a part. And I don't know, you can, especially if you come up with different parade ideas.
Yeah.
You know, well, I want to use this one, but I like this one too. Use them both. If you're going to be a part of both parades, you can use both ideas.
Yep.
We're speaking with our friend Promise, from Marketing Communication Director from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, we have some upcoming network events for people as well.
So, yeah, we have actually two different networking events. One of those I'll mention a little bit more later. But in October, on the 21st, we have our networking at night. That is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Hotel Mead is our host this time. So that's right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and mm-hmm. it's on West Grand Avenue. And it's great for, you know, getting together and networking with other professionals in the area, maybe kick back, have mm-hmm. a cocktail,
yeah.
and, you know, scheme up some ideas for, you know, 2025.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about creating is working with other creatives. Mm-hmm. And when you have the opportunity to get a bunch of like-minded people together, right. and especially if they're from a different end of the business spectrum or yeah. something like that, and you can kind of bounce ideas yeah. off of each other. And even at the sometimes it's just about hanging out.
Right, yeah.
It's just as simple as just being able to be an adult around another adult and have an adult right. conversation. Sometimes that's nice too. Wonderful venue as well, the Hotel
yeah.
Mead.
Oh, yeah.
We love the Hotel Mead, yes. and being able to have events over there, that's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, and I don't know how many stories I've heard where a great idea started on a bar napkin.
Yep.
So
you're so right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the intention of these networking at nights, is, you know, provide a relaxed atmosphere where you can get together and have some adult time with colleagues yeah. outside of your business and your company and make those connections. Hotel Mead has also been doing some great things too over there, so we're really, really excited that they're hosting.
I was gonna say, whether it was on air or off air, that is a really cool place too, yeah. because of that reason, with the kind of rejuvenation that mm-hmm. they have over there going yeah. on and everything. Yeah. That is really cool. We have some upcoming workforce programs and events as well, and these are always so key for our community and the ability that they help and the bridge that they create between businesses and employees.
Yeah. So we have one upcoming workforce event. It's our Business Expo. This one is sponsored by U.S. Bank, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Samuels Group, Premier Rental, which used to be Steve's Rental, but now it's Premier's okay. Rental now, and McCain's, Marshfield Clinic, the Wisconsin Rapid Center, and NRG Media. This one is a networking event as well. So it's on October 8th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's great for networking with other businesses and making connections. Between 2 and 4 p.m., it is only open to those who want to network with the businesses that have booths there. So in order to get in for that, during that time block, you know, just bring your business card.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we're going to open it for the public, for anybody else that wants to come in and explore, you know, the businesses in there. You never really know what somebody needs in their personal life. So that's why we wanted to make sure we, you know, allowed enough time for businesses to network and have, like, the privacy of that, but then also switching gears and addressing, like, the public needs as well.
Is that different this year than in years past? Because that's a really cool idea. That's a really smart way to do this.
So this is the first Business Expo that I will be experiencing
sure,
at the
okay.
Chamber. So we're bringing it back this year. And we're a little smaller scale, a little bit more intimate, being at the Elks Lodge, because, you know, their facility's smaller.
Yeah.
Bigger than the Chamber, though.
yeah.
But yeah, so then we're just going to kickstart it there and see how it goes. And then hopefully it grows and gets better, because I really love that businesses have the opportunity to get together and showcase their products or their services and, you know, talk to other businesses, you know, and really get in there and show them what they're all about.
You're hearing some common themes between Promise and I, too, where we're talking about communicating, we're talking about connecting,
yeah.
and businesses and employees, or businesses and businesses reaching right. out, and a lot of that. It's because it's so important in our economy, in our livelihood, in our, not just our workforce, but in our personal lives, to have these connections and mm-hmm. to have these. It helps make all business better and our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
Having an event like this and bringing this back, I will put my name on it. I believe this is going to grow. This
yeah.
is going to be
yeah.
big. And I love the Elks Lodge, and a big shout out to them. I gather in the next couple of years that you're going to have to get a bigger place,
because
we look for these opportunities. We just don't have enough of them.
Right.
And I really love the idea, the kind of intimate way of doing it too, where you have a little bit more of an opportunity to have those kind of connections
yep.
and conversations.
Yep.
It's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
We got some other things we wanted to mention, like October's Member of the Month.
Yeah, so October's Member of the Month is Mission Coffee. I don't know if you've had their coffee yet.
I love Mission Coffee. Oh my God. Love Mission Coffee. Yeah, been going there too. Since I was a teen. Yeah, oh. Yeah, I love that place.
Oh, their coffee is so good. Mm. It's a locally owned coffee house, and they actually have three locations, one in Stevens Point, one in Pullover, and one here in Wisconsin Rapids, but that one's located inside of Mid-State Technical College. And they're, you know, they offer coffee, obviously, baked goods and lunch menu items. You know, just stop in and check them out or visit their website at missioncoffeehouse.com.
The Point location is one that I believe their first location, oldest yeah. location. And I think that I'm not alone in some of the audience out yeah. there visiting there quite a few times yeah. over the years. Wonderful people and wonderful location. The idea of them having one inside MSTC,
yeah.
fantastic oh, idea. Yeah. I hadn't heard yeah. about it. I got to be yeah. honest, I had not heard about that.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea. Yeah. I love the things that they're doing over there at Mid-State. Mm-hmm. Year after year, just seem to hear really creative and fun ideas and yeah. ways that they work with their communities. This is a really cool marriage of a great business and a local business yeah. and really a business built from the ground up and a local local tech school in Mid-State. That's yeah. great. That's good to hear. Yeah. A shout out to them and congratulations to them being the October Business of the Month, Mission Coffee House. Go visit them, everybody. It's been too long since I've been there. They got yeah. such great coffee yeah. over there.
Well, we get the coffee every once in a while because they'll sponsor our coffee with the chamber, so we get their coffee because they'll bring the coffee in. It's like I always get excited when it's Mission Coffee time.
I gotta imagine you guys get some really good coffee over there between that and I mean you're right yeah. next to Quick Trip and everything. Yeah. You got it made when it comes to the yeah. coffee. We got to get in on that. I got to get a coffee sponsor around here or something. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't want to say signature events, but I think one of the bigger events mm-hmm. that you guys are able to host with all of the different ones that we've talked about today, Promise. We've talked a lot about businesses communicating with community members and, you know, people finding about businesses or businesses being able to come together and create ideas. Another thing that you guys do really well is, you know, getting information to the community or right. giving the community opportunities to find information or ask questions, especially from our legislators. And that's where the legislative breakfast is so important, especially this time of year, a year like this where we're going into November elections
yep.
and everything.
Yep, yep. Yeah, so we have our legislative breakfast coming up on October 18th. Registration is now open. You can register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. For members, it's $35. And again, if you're not a member and you still would like to attend, the fee for that is $45. It comes with breakfast, and it's from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Mid-State Technical College here in Wisconsin Rapids. So what we kind of do is we get together and we, you know, we have breakfast, but then we also hear from our local representatives on some prepared questions. So we take some questions and we, you know, what have we been hearing in the community that people might want to hear answers on? And we prepare those questions and we ask a set of panel, that, you know, those questions and give each person a chance to respond. And, you know, it is, aired. We record it with
Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, release that information later on. But if you want a chance to get in there and ask a question that's been, you know, burning your pocket, so to speak, or I don't even know if that's the right saying.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But you're just dying to know the answer.
You've been really wanting to ask, and. Yeah. And you want to be able to chance no middleman, just you and this representative, mm-hmm. just you and these people either running for office or in office or something like that. We see that you guys have invited a lot of people. We don't know who is committed yet, I see, but you guys have invited basically anybody that you have seen in ads in the last month or two, you know, certainly our local representatives. I'm fortunate, Promise, to be able to once a month talk with Representative Scott Krug and Senator Teston. Oh. They join us on midday here once a month.
Oh, nice.
And I've talked to them on air and off air, and one of the more consistent things that they talk about, in order for them to do their job, they need you out there.
Right.
They need the people. Mm-hmm. They want to hear from people. We're very fortunate in this area, and I'm just speaking about these couple of representatives that I talk to on a regular basis. They care. They really do. Whether we agree or disagree politically, I will never question their care and their energy for this area and wanting to take care of the constituents of this area.
Right.
The best way they can do that is by us speaking up and being adults. You know, not any dog can bark. I'm talking about being an adult and actually, you know, talking and having a real conversation with these individuals. You're able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I almost guarantee that they'll be there. Senator Teston, Representative Krug. I know that they haven't committed yet, but I almost, if they can be, they will be there.
Yeah.
As far as all these other people that were invited, I send a extended invitation out there to every one of these individuals that this is your this is one of your big opportunities. There's not many coming up. This may be the last real opportunity before the November election for you to be one-on-one with your constituents, talk face-to-face with them. No middleman, no computer screen, any of that stuff. You're really able to do some real work here and really be able to make a difference, not just to these representatives, but to the people, the individuals, their constituents.
Yeah. Yeah,
It is a truly, really cool thing that you guys do and that is hosting. And not just you guys, but so many individuals that come together and businesses that sponsor this. Do want to send a shout out to the moderator, Craig Tim, who does a great job every year on this one. And the registration and breakfast will begin at 7 a.m. Welcome and introductions will begin shortly after that, I see.
Yep. And then I would like to mention our sponsors as well, Mid-State Technical College, U.S. Bank, Findorf, and Domtar. And then one last note on this, it is registration is open, but it does close on October 11th. There is limited seating. We have made this, I believe we have the space bigger this year to accommodate for more seats. However, it is still limited.
Yeah.
So registration closes October 11th.
If people want to register or find out more about some of what we talked about today, promise, how can they do that? We'll get you out of here real quick.
They can go to our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830 or check out our event on Facebook.
The gang doesn't know it out there, but Promise did a great job today, focused in on and locked in. You pushed through, Promise. Nice work. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.